Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We've got our boy Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. We'll have our boy Dr. Jared Spencer here in just a smidge. Shout out to our guy Grant Afsith. Always Johnny on the spot when it comes to all things Dallas Mavericks.
The Raiders and Broncos NFL football is in the second quarter.
Okay.
Score is 7-0, Fred. Who scored the touchdown first? You got to guess which team?
Denver.
Incorrect. The Las Vegas Raiders are beating the Broncos right now 7-0.
Brock Bowers.
Incorrect. Brock Bowers has
Ashton Jeanty.
Zero catches. Ashton Jeanty has 9 carries for 37 yards. And a tutty, so good on you.
Okay.
Ashton Jeanty with the lead, or with the lone touchdown, if you will. Bo Nix, 2 of 4. Geno Smith, 7 of 10 tonight for 49 yards so far. Raiders lead 7-0.
Monster start for the Las Vegas Raiders. We good to go? We good to go? No? Okay. Still efforting to figure these old new studio out. We get ready to go? All right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline, and welcome to the program. And like I said, if anybody has listened to Fan After Dark long enough knows we're not afraid to, you know, I mean, obviously on a situation like today, I mean, we certainly gave our thoughts and feelings in segment one about the passing of Marshawn Nealon. But, you know, I wanted to get a little more in-depth as far as just kind of the thought, not necessarily just kind of what these guys and gals deal with on a regular basis that maybe, you know, us fans and us media folk aren't privy to seeing. And so I reached out, and we're lucky to have on Dr. Jared Spencer, sports psychologist, speaker, and author. He's worked with the NBA. He's worked with the NFL. He's worked with the NHL. He's author of The Mind of the Athlete, as well as the other book he did is The Sky is Not the Limit as well. So definitely go check that out. But Dr. Spencer, number one, appreciate you coming on short notice and connecting with me this afternoon. And so number one, again, you've been doing this for 20 plus years, working with professional athletes for the last decade or so. When you heard the news, what was kind of the first thing, you know, not from just a personal standpoint, but just from a psychological and just kind of from a doctor's standpoint when you heard the news this morning?
First thing I thought of is that the number one reason why somebody takes their life all comes down to one word, and one word more than any other word. And that word is hope. That a person doesn't want to take their life, but when they lose all hope that they won't be able to get out of this feeling that they're stuck in their head and in their body, and they lose the hope, that's when they take their life. But the key to everything in our society is that there's always hope when we can let people know that there's help. And it breaks my heart when a young man takes his life, doesn't have the hope, because somehow, some way, he wasn't able to get to the help.
Dr. Jared Spencer, when anybody who's listening right now maybe has a similar situation with a friend. What do you think is kind of the best steps or course? I know I've dealt with that where I've had friends go through certain feelings. What is the best way to kind of approach that? If you feel like a friend is going through that, or a coworker or family member, how do you think is the best way to do that? Because it's a very sensitive, fine line to walk, because I think it's very scary for a lot of people.
The key is getting them to the professional help, right? Lots of people say things like, hey, I'm here for you, whatever I can do. And of course, people say, thanks, I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, who is that trained professional? Who is that person in the society that we know of? Who can we say, this is the name, call Dr. So-and-so. This person is waiting for you. This person can help you. Or maybe read this book, listen to this podcast, get the resource in front of the person. We've got to give them a path through that darkness, somehow, some way, some light in that darkness where there's actually very clear help, not just the idea of it.
Dr. Jared Spencer here, longtime sports psychologist, joining us talking about from a sports side of things. And you know, look, Marshawn Nealon had a touchdown on Monday night. You know, he's a second-round draft pick, obviously extremely well thought of as far as, you know, for a team like the Dallas Cowboys to take you in the second round, and you had a second-round grade. So you're pretty good at what you do. Maybe some of us are surprised, or, you know, the average person sitting there thinking to themselves, like, well, this guy's, you know, he's only 24. He's got money. He's got, you know, he's got a great career ahead of him. And so in your history in dealing with young athletes who are, what do they name as some of their struggles and some of the things that maybe are behind the scenes that we as regular people just don't normally understand or see what they're going through?
Success, money, and fame. These things bring psychological challenges that most people in the world could never understand, and that most young athletes don't have the emotional toolbox built out to handle that kind of psychological impact on their life. And for many people that go through that, it's really difficult emotionally when they sometimes feel like, I present this way in front of everyone else, but it's a little bit of like the imposter syndrome for some professional athletes, because privately they think, gosh, if anyone ever really got to know me, if they really knew my story, if they knew me, they maybe wouldn't think quite the same way about me. And so what we have to do is get in there and educate, and equip these young athletes with the psychological skills to manage the pressure cooker that they suddenly find themselves in.
You've got your book, The Sky Is Not the Limit. What's kind of, you know, when you've got guys and gals that, you know, they're hard charging all the time, and like you said, maybe they're not adept at dealing with the money and the fame and the success that comes with it. And then how, on the flip side of that, what do you do to help these folks deal with when things aren't going well, right? When they, like you said, they've got the fame and the success and the money, but then what do you do on the, how do you walk through folks, and what are some of the things you've dealt with patients when they're not having the success, when they've gotten to the highest level?
Well, two of the most common things are depression and anxiety. And I am not in a psychobabble. I try to define it really simply to say anxiety is the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And depression is hurt held inward. And for any athlete, no matter where they're at on that journey, or any person for that matter, at some point, we might feel overwhelmed by the amount of the emotional hurts held inward where we're imploding privately, or the anxiety, fear of the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know how this is going to end. And so if we can allow the athlete to experience catharsis, which is really a fancy word that means a freeing of repressed emotion in a private, legally confidential environment, in a type of dynamic with a sports psychologist, that's where an athlete can find the relief from that pressure that's just building and building, and oftentimes keeps them up in the middle of the night. And so coming alongside an athlete during not just the peak times, but also the dark times, and saying, I'm here for you. I'm right here with you, and I want to hear what's really going on inside of you, and allow them to experience the catharsis, which then can liberate them from the hurt held inwards and the fear of the unknowns.
With all the stuff going on right now with Marshawn Nealon, and I'm sure there's a bunch of people listening right now that aren't in the same spot of him as far as being a NFL athlete. What about the people that just have regular jobs and they feel like, how could I complain or how could I be in this space? What do you say to those people that haven't reached that high of fame but still deal with mental health problems and kind of how to not get them to that point?
You know, along my 20-year career doing this, I've worked with young men and women from the projects, and I've worked with young men and women on private planes. And at the end of the day, man, people are just people. You know, we're all the same. And we all struggle, and we all suffer, and we all have complex family dynamics with loved ones and family members, and we all have issues around money and loss, and there's health conditions that impact everybody. And so no matter who you are people, and thankfully one of the best things that came out of the pandemic is that the stigma on mental health has fallen. And because of that, now I would say to anybody out there, talk about your stuff, because it's okay to talk about it. It's healthy to talk about it. We need to talk about it, particularly in a culture, society that is struggling with mental health.
How difficult do you think it is for just being candid for men in general? I think I was talking about in our opening segment that there's a huge stigma around men, especially young men, but men in general, just sharing their feelings, they're looked down as less than of a man. Kind of how do you break that stigma down to your clients and share to all the young men or men in general listening that I'm not less than if I share my emotional, vulnerable, I'm going through this hardship, life is hard, I don't have it all figured out thought process?
You know what's really interesting about that comment in question is that under the age of 25, they are so willing to share. And that sentiment isn't really there. It's really like the Generation X, my generation, a little bit younger than my generation, maybe some of those individuals where that mindset is still there. Now, I grew up in, like you, maybe just suck it up, don't whine, don't complain, don't talk about it, just bury it. But that's really so outdated. For the young athletes today, I just got back, spent 3 days at University of Michigan this week working, and every single second of the time I was out there, I was in front of another young man, people jumping in the schedule, even if it's just for 15 minutes, because they want to talk about it. And so there's a little bit of a dichotomy in our culture and society where the youth of America are full-on embracing this. But many of the people that control the money at the universities and the pro sports and society, they come from a time when it was don't talk about it. And so what we have to do is convince those people that control the funds in our society to say, release that money to support the kids in the high schools, in the colleges, universities, mental health resources available for everybody in our society. Because from a bottom-up movement, it is definitely something they want.
Dr. Jared Spencer, mindoftheathlete.com, The Sky is Not the Limit, as well as Mind of the Athlete books. Definitely go check them out. You've been doing this for 20 years, and obviously social media was around when you started, but it was in its infancy, so it wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now. How much has social media and the fact that now you've got travel ball teams, you know, we can basically find any football, basketball, whatever game on, you know, on TV nowadays, unless you got YouTube TV,
betting
of
apps.
Course. You know, you got betting apps. I mean, how much has the pressure, the scrutiny, and the money, as you just alluded to, how much has that changed the psychological impact on these athletes now and what you're dealing with kids and professionals versus when you started 20 years ago?
It's a brilliant question, and here's why. I often say to people, there's absolutely nothing I can do to help you with your mental health. There's nothing I can do to help you with the anxiety, depression. There's nothing I can do to help you with mental health until we first deal with the sleep problems that you have. Most people are averaging 6 hours of sleep. It's nowhere near what we need, but there's nothing I can do to help you with your sleep problem until I help you with the cell phone addiction problem that's impacting 9 out of 10 people who lie in bed at night looking at their cell phone when the reality is they should put the phone away from the bed somewhere on the other side of the room, let their brain fall asleep and get the proper 8 hours of sleep that they need. And the problem with the cell phone is the social media and going down that dark path at nighttime, usually in the comparison phase of let me look at everyone else's fake wonderful perfect life. That literally in 2010 caused a spike in anxiety so significant on college campuses that, you know, New York Times did a story on the same, like, why are these kids suddenly so anxious? They were anxious then because that's when social media started. iPhone gets released in 2007. 3 years later, we have social media. Anxiety spikes, and it literally has gone up every single year since then. And it all goes back to that social media problem and addiction right there.
Final one for me here, and a little bit of a personal question, if you don't mind answering. And I don't know. I always just
you can bill him afterwards, Spence.
No. I always wonder from the people who are professionals at this, and you obviously know what you're talking about, because we talk about athletes and kind of like I'll give an example. Kyrie Irving. A lot of people look at Kyrie Irving for his ball handling skills and how to dribble and different moves. And I asked him, who does he look at for inspiration? So on the flip for you, who do you look at for when you're going through hard times, kind of being the professional, being the one who's teaching other people, kind of how does your outlook look, and kind of for all the people listening that maybe they're the one that helps everyone with their mental health problems, who do they look out to when they feel like they're the one always pouring out into people's hearts?
Oh, absolutely. There are three key people in my life that I turn to for my own mental health. Number one is I have a wonderful psychologist, and I say to everyone, hey, I'm a psychologist, but I need to see a psychologist because a problem can't be solved at the same level of consciousness from which it was created. So having my own psychologist has been wonderful, wonderful for years and years and years. That's number one. Number two, every Tuesday night, I go to my dear friend Matt Millen's house. He's a former pro football player. Five guys, we get together, a little Bible study in there as well. Community, and I get a lot of wisdom from Matt Millen, who was mentored by John Madden. Get a lot of wisdom from that. And then thirdly, I got a great wife. Been married for almost 25 years now. And every time I talk to my wife, Abby, about the stuff I'm going through and I could release to her, it always helps me feel better. So between my psychologist, my friend Matt Millen, and my wife, Abby, that's my core circle for what's really going on inside of me.
Thank you for sharing that, because I just think a lot of people always are the one, maybe some people listening right now are the ones pouring into people, and they don't know, as that person, who do I reach out to? I feel like maybe I have things figured out. How do I reach out to? So thank you for answering that.
Doc, we'll get you out of here with this. And look, man, if you're ever in Dallas, you got an open invite to come in and hang out in the studio. We'd love to. We could do a whole episode with you and just talk sports, just both, you know, from a psychological standpoint, and just three guys just shooing it up. But I get you out of here with this. Again, it's been, suicide's a very taboo subject, right? I mean, I'm just looking at the text messages, and some people are, you know, hey, my thoughts and prayers. Other people are saying, you know, he chose that, right? And so it's one of those where, again, everybody's is entitled to their own opinion on that. End of the day, obviously there was a mental health issue that did not get addressed. For anybody that's right now, that's dealing with something right now, or knows somebody, or whatever the situation is, what is your, if they don't have access to a Dr. Jared Spencer, what is one piece of advice you would give to anybody listening right now that's going through something?
There's hope, because there's always help. And sometimes if we can't get to that specific person for that help, then the next best thing is educate, educate, educate. Get on the path. There are so many amazing doctors and psychologists and theologians and physicians and people out there where you can watch so many YouTube videos, so many TikTok videos, so much outside-in head knowledge. But if you can't get to the inside-out knowledge process through one-on-one work, then go to the outside-in head knowledge and access all this information that's out there. The bottom line is get on the path. Once you're on this path and you get to experience all the benefit from this knowledge and information out there, you're gonna feel better.
Doc, I'll tell you what, my friend. I feel better from just having done this segment with you. I'm being dead serious, man. I really, really do. Thank you so much for your time tonight. We're all a little bit wiser and smarter for it. Real quick, tell the folks at home where they can get more information about Dr. Jared Spencer.
Yeah, for most people out there in the athletic world, it would be mindoftheathlete.com. If you're kind of a high-capacity, high-net-worth leader corporation, that's the drjaredspencer.com website. And follow me on Instagram. That's always the easiest way as well, Dr. Jared Spencer.
Doc, great stuff from you, my friend. It was a wonderful conversation. Let's do this again. And, you know, hey, when you got something, let us know. And if you're ever in the DFW, you know where to find me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, gentlemen. Much appreciated.
Much appreciated to you as well. All right, that was Dr. Jared Spencer. All right, a lot to get to. A couple things he had to say. We got some picks to get into here in just a little bit, as well as some NFL stat, give you an update on what's going on in the Thursday night football game. So much to get to. Don't go anywhere. That is a Fan After.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dark. I'm sorry, Blake. I'm not paying attention to you right now. Welcome back in, Fan After Dark. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this absolutely Thursday evening. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Shout out to Dr. Jared Spencer, number one. Great of him to I was trying to get somebody on. I reached out to about 3 or 4 different people. I had a couple people that I was trying to get in to come on the show, as far as obviously the topic. It's a very sensitive topic, but again, it's, you know, I mean, he's been doing this for 20 years, and so I thought he had some insight that you know, you may not glean from anywhere else, and so certainly appreciated that. We got some of y'all's text messages as well. Also, let's see. Excellent guest. Thank you, guys. Mental health is the real wealth. From the 214. Great segment, y'all. And then from the 469, let's not be afraid as men to go to therapy. And that's from Kid Muse. You hesitate because you didn't want to say the word prayers. Why? Are you afraid or not allowed to say the word prayer? I don't know. I mean, it was when you talk a lot, it happens. Trust me. We say, I mean, I say God bless to end every show. So trust me, I'm not I'm not averse to saying prayers. 469. So calm down. It's not when you talk a lot. Sometimes you forget what you're saying, and again, it happens.
I wish you could hear how you sound in these headphones with both of them on.
It's ridiculous, those headphones.
It's ridiculous.
It's like you've got earmuffs on.
It's like you've got earmuffs on. You don't even sound like Fred. I had my eyes closed,
the
I would
bass
not
is
you.
Next level in the.
I don't know. I gotta have one off.
It's too much. It's too much. By the way, I gotta give a quick shout out. By the way, so I can't. Good friend of mine. Shout out to my boy. I don't want to say his last name. We don't want to protect his anonymity. All right, my boy Joe. Joe Bopp, Joe and I have been friends for 25 years.
Is that the longest tenured friend you have?
No.
What's the longest tenured?
I mean, if we count my cousin, and I will count my cousin. Look, family, you just because they're family, you get to pick your friends. You don't get to pick your family.
One that's not family.
One that's not family. I've got two friends.
Now, how are we counting friends? Because I'll answer it too. Are we counting, obviously, when y'all met, are we counting how often do you have to talk to them to still be a friend? Or is it just someone that you've been in communication with?
It's somebody that you could reach out to right now and they would respond. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I've got two friends. Shout out to my boys, Jeremy and Justin, who I have been friends with since third grade.
Wow.
So that would be 1989.
Wow.
Yes.
I want to say mine. I have two friends that I was, I think, also like third or fourth grade. Yeah. That I was, obviously, we didn't have phones.
Yeah.
But they were in the neighborhood, and then we found each other on Instagram, played basketball together. And I was like, wait, didn't we used to live together when we were like 7, 8 years old?
How old are you in third grade?
I don't know. That's a great question.
How old are you? Probably, well, you're what, 5, 6, 7, 8? So, yeah, probably 8, 9 years old. So, yeah. 89, 90. Probably not. Let's just say for a nice even number, I've known Jeremy and Justin since 1990. So I've known them for 35 years of my life.
I've known my boy Taj, who works actually at K104 now.
Gibson?
No.
Oh. Cool if you did.
And then my boy Maverick.
Yeah.
Both of them.
What about Goose?
Who's Goose?
I went right over your head.
Yeah, that was a Top Gun reference. Yeah, I got it.
It was.
Did
you though?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. Maverick and Taj, I've known since I was on my first street in Fort Worth, and that was had to be like 2007, 2006.
Yeah.
How long is that? Like 20 years?
18, 19 years.
18, 19
if we're going
years.
2006, 2007.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Crazy.
So my boy Joe Jernigan, I just gave his name away. Never mind.
Dude.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I dumped it.
Go to his GoFundMe. Go to his wedding registry and just flood him with gifts. You know why? Because he deserves it. Joe and I, now Joe, again, my brother from another mother, and people say that all the time, but no, Joe really is. Funny story. So Joe and I were at Naval Air Station Brunswick together. All right. This was June of 2000. And he was already in the barracks. He'd already been there. And I had just got there. And so we were roommates. Okay. And Joe from Springfield, Massachusetts, Springfield stand up. All right. And this is where you never judge a book by its cover, okay? Joe's a big black dude. I was a skinny white guy, all right? Walk in. Joe says, oh, you listen to Metallica?
Nice. You a Deftones guy?
I'm like, what? Yeah. Do I listen to Metallica? So he starts playing Metallica. Had to let him know, bro, I'm not that guy.
Not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
Not that guy.
And he turned me on to East Coast rap. I was not a big East Coast rap guy growing up in the Midwest. You know, a little bit of Wu-Tang here and there. But as far as like the Big L's of the world, as far as the J. Rue the Damages of the world, you know, you name it. I mean, and of course we did listen. I'll tell you what, Raekwon, what is it? Ghostface's Bulletproof Wallets. A lot of nights in the barracks. Bulletproof Wallets. A bottle of plastic rum that we got from the NEX, and it was on and popping. Tell you all that to tell you this. My boy Joe is getting married this weekend. All right. What number is it? Irrelevant. Doesn't matter.
I can be in the same accord. My boy Michael Kramer,
yeah,
who actually I just became friends with this year. It's someone I met at the gym, interacts with the esports Optic guys that I have mentioned before on the program. Me and him become friends, hung out outside of the gym, gone out, yada yada, hung out with him and his girlfriend, whatever. He just proposed to his girl today. So shout out to Michael Kramer.
I saw that on your story. I did see that on your story. So shout out to you and anybody getting married. So Joe, not afraid of a challenge, okay? And shout out to his soon-to-be wife. Like I said, I was supposed to go. Zave's in the playoffs this weekend. My boy Joe was like, look, I get it. Just send pictures. So he already knows. And, you know, I'll tell you what, and it's a perfect, an absolutely perfect segue. You know, Joe and I have been friends for 25 years, and even though, you know, maybe we don't get to see each other as much, shout out to my boy Chris Green as well. The three of us still are in a group chat. We were all in the Navy together.
That's legit, still being in a group chat.
Still being a group chat, all right? We've all gone through our own trials and tribulations in life, and here we are. And one thing I will say about the Navy, and anybody that's been in the military, and Lucius can appreciate this as well, one thing I remember hearing when I was in boot camp was, you will make lifelong friends in the Navy that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And so, like I said, I've certainly found that with my boy Joe and my boy Chris as well. But, you know, reach it, and again, it's on a different scale, but, you know, I was going through it with my son this past summer. I think I might have talked about it a little bit on the air before. And, you know, Joe's got a son as well. And I needed somebody to talk to because, again, me and my boy were going through it. I didn't really know how to deal with it. And so I reached out to Joe and I said, hey, I gave him the scenario. And he gave me just absolutely incredible advice. And I couldn't thank him enough for it. And so my point in all that is, yes, it's on a different scale as to, you know, if you're dealing with something mental health-wise. But again, it was something that reaching out to a trusted friend who's been there, done that, knows me, knows how I am, and Joe knows
me. I think a lot of people, you just get general advice. Like, absolutely. Oh, it's going to be okay, man.
He even said it, right? Yeah. I mean, Dr. Spencer said it. He goes, it's not enough to just say, I'm here for you. What's the path to, okay, when things do hit the fan?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's really easy to say, I'm here for you. I'm sad.
And not to take away from people who say that, right? Correct. Because, again,
you're still going to have those couple people in your life that actually know what's going on.
When you ask them something, it's not just surface level, hey, you're going to be all right. It's like, look, you know, hey, this is the, you know, you get down to the nitty gritty type stuff. So anyway, again, just kind of a smaller example of that. But anyway, shout out to my boy Joe. Love you, bro. I know you're listening right now. And I'll say this and I'll shut up. Joe was the first person when I got on radio in Houston probably 12, 15 years ago, whatever it was. It was my first major big time radio job. And he sent me the CeeLo Green song Bright Lights Big City, and he was like, man, congratulations, you're gonna do big boy things. And so just to have people like that in your corner, everybody's got that one homeboy, homegirl, whoever it is, that's always in your corner no matter what. And you don't have to see him every day, you don't even have to talk to him every day, but you know that when you do talk to him, it's going to be impactful and they mean a lot to you in your life. So shout out to my boy Joe, and if you've got a Joe Jernigan out there, make sure, you know what, if you haven't talked to him in a while, I'm just putting my boy Joe on blast. He already knows the deal, he knows the vibes,
dumped it once.
It doesn't matter, it's too late. You know what? Hey, he's a one of a kind. So
he's taken now. So ladies,
it's too late. It's too late. I'm gonna tell you right now. And I'll tell you what, we did damage up there in Brunswick, Maine. So
I'll say this:
hell, he might be Cooper Flagg's dad.
So that's why he's finishing at the rim like that. I got some great fair fouls. I think I'll be able to carry fair foul by myself.
I'll tell you what. I'm here for it, and you should be too. Real quick from the 757, I still have friends from the Navy that I talk to regularly, and I've been out for over 16 years. That's exactly how the Navy works. Hell, Joe just retired. I've been out for 21 years. All right. Coming up next, let's the good vibes commence. It's time for a little fair foul. Blake's got something. What is it? Ain't no telling. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, Khaki, Kevin. I do want to give a quick shout-out to one of our teammates, Lucius Alexander.
He's grinding in there.
What time is it? 8:45. And none of you Tolos get to see this.
Fellow Navy man!
None of you Tolos. This is the stuff the Tolos don't see.
No.
Show is over. I guess he could turn on the fan cam.
He could
join the Zoom link.
He could.
8:45. Show has been over for an hour and 45 minutes.
Grinding.
And Lucius Alexander, with his headphones on, is grinding audio, grinding stuff for G-Bag Nation so y'all get the best program every single day. And I just want to give a round of applause because it's stuff you don't see, guys.
I meant to ask him during the break, too, how many of his Navy guys he still talks to.
He told me that he has a headache also.
He has a headache also.
He's grinding through the headache.
Grinding through the headache.
Okay, I got plenty of fair fouls for you today.
Plenty
of fair fouls.
So this is a
blitz format.
Blake blitz fair foul.
I'm going to throw a bunch out there. We don't got to spend too much time on them. I got about
rapid fire fair foul.
Now, some of them might go 7 minutes. Some of them might go 30 seconds.
Okay.
Some of you guys
don't go 7 minutes.
I see what you did.
Okay, first one right here. This has to do with AI. Fair foul.
Yeah.
AI is getting out of control in this format. DoorDash.
Yeah.
You know, you get your food.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't like my food. You send a picture to DoorDash. It didn't show up. It was cold.
Right.
And you get a refund. Pretty normal stuff.
Makes sense.
People are using AI now. I'll show it on the fan cam. Probably can't see it. I'll show you here.
I look fat. Let me sit up so I don't look like such a lard ass.
People are AIing this burger that was regular cooked, medium. Yeah. To make it look undercooked.
That's disgusting.
Send it back to DoorDash and got a full refund for their food. Do you see this being a problem going forward?
Absolutely. Where
people are just going to exploit?
No, they're 100%. I mean, people are already exploiting AI, so yeah, it's totally foul.
I didn't even think about that as far as AI.
Because you know why? You're not a devious person, Blake. That's why. You got a good heart.
How does DoorDash, Uber Eats, how do they combat this?
Robots.
I'm thinking you can't upload a picture. It has to be live from your camera. That would be my thought. Because if you can upload, you can alter it. Hey, my food didn't show up with fries.
Yeah, but then at that point, you have to you just record it and then send the video.
You got to send a
instead
video.
Instead of the picture.
You got to send a live video.
Are you listening, DoorDash?
And it can't be uploaded. It has to be from your camera. Because if you can upload, you can still AI move. So it has to be live from your camera.
Or you could have the person delivering it take the picture, too.
Oh, I like that. But then that
takes
longer.
Yeah,
but
then you got to eat it. Look,
you got to open it.
Yeah. Now, first of all, just drop the food off at my house. We don't need to interact.
I like the interaction. I think most of them just drop it and leave.
I was going to say, I have the leave it at my door option.
Are they going to start doing it where you have to open it in front of them.
I mean,
both
that's
people,
a lot.
Both people take a picture.
That's a lot. I mean, no one's got time for all that.
Okay, that's the first fair foul.
So we say foul.
Next one. A British.
British.
Woman.
A woman.
Has been arrested in Thailand.
For what?
For hosting a class.
What class?
And it was only tourists were allowed to participate in this class.
Okay.
It was 9 pounds, and it was supposed to be a yoga class.
Okay.
But it was a sex class. Fair or foul?
Wow.
So, a British woman went to Thailand having sex class.
Thailand, like, oh, come into my yoga class,
yeah.
And it was only tourists allowed.
Yeah.
And then locals caught wind of it, and they're like, why are so many tourists going to this $9 yoga class?
It's probably another brothel that turned her in.
$12.
That's $12?
Man, $11.81.
What kind of quality are you getting for $12? 877-881-1053.
Now, also, I got to do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
How many people?
I may have to go check it out.
How many people were signing up at a time? Was she doing like a Bonnie Blue situation?
This is your fair foul.
One and done, five minutes each.
You know she's going on tour, by the way?
Yeah, she's been going on tour. Have you not seen the videos? It's literally, sorry if any kids are listening, muff their ears. She's literally driving around in a bus van that says the Bonnie Blue.
Bang Bang Experience?
Hang bus, but with a B.
Wow.
And she's literally driving around in a van telling people where she's going to be and only going to college campuses.
Yeah.
And going, and students are jumping in the bus and then doing the deed and then jumping out and she drives away.
Wow.
And it's a bright blue bus. I've seen it on TikTok.
Of course it is.
It's the only reason why I know.
Yeah. Glad you qualified that for us, Blake.
Okay, fair.
Just showed up on my timeline. I don't know why.
I got a really crazy thing on my timeline yesterday.
I'm sure you do.
I will not share during
fair
foul.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, fair
foul. By the way, on the sex yoga classes.
Come on. Fair foul. Cypher PK, or I think it's PK, very popular gamer.
Yeah.
Like, very popular.
It's your people.
Was dating a girl named Cruz, who was some kind of influencer. They've been married for 10 years.
Okay.
They go on vacation. On said vacation, they go to see some artist. Don't ask me who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Somebody.
Some artist. Yeah. Performing on stage. The artist, they're sitting like front row, VIP-ish, you know, asked the girl to come on stage. She comes on stage, and it's similar to like Chris Brown, where he does his little thing on the stage. Fair or foul, she makes out with him on the stage, this random artist. Yeah.
Okay.
He divorces her after that, and it's been all over social media, like, we're getting divorced after 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like didn't something like this happen with Usher, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, we'll do two fair or foul.
For sure.
Fair or foul, let's go to the girl side, making out with a random guy on stage. That whole
she's
celebrity
for the
crush,
she's for the streets.
Pass.
No,
you're already dating a celebrity.
She's for the streets, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't blame homeboy one bit. If I'm with my lady and you're on stage making out with some dude, I ain't got time.
Okay, I'll even break it up. If she were to go up on stage and be doing all the
gyrations,
would that be enough? Doesn't make out, but is Chris Brown-esque, where he's, you know, doing the gyrations on stage. They're loving him up, grabbing his neck. And that's your wife.
Here's
not
the
your friend, not your girlfriend.
Right? Yeah.
Not your girlfriend.
Yeah,
your wife of 10
nah,
years.
She's for the streets, and Lord knows she's probably done that before. And the question's real simple, okay? It's a real simple turnabout. Would she be okay if you did that the husband?
And I think that's the hard part for all the gentlemen listening right now. And it goes for flip for the females as well, but just in general relationships is you're with someone for 10 years, and in the back of their head, they're harboring all these feelings of, that's really the type of guy I'd like to be with. Or for the girl, that's really the type of girl he'd want to be with. And it's tough for people to be like, I'm going to marry someone. Because you see stuff like this, 10 years married, and all it takes is one concert. And hers, like, her real intentions come out of, I really want to be with a guy that looks like that.
And maybe, and to her point, I mean, look, we don't know what he was. Maybe he's not holding up his end of the
maybe,
bargain.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. I don't want to just foul her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, maybe it's somewhere in the middle. And on the flip side, you get some of these couples, some of these open marriages, right? You get a hall pass.
Right?
You got people that are like, oh,
people
if
that do
so
that,
and so get,
if,
comes
if,
across.
If you're going to do a hall pass, just be in an open relationship.
Yeah.
Don't be in a, was it massage? Monogamous?
Yeah. Poly. Poly, whatever.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous, which makes no sense.
If you're in that, cool, having a hall pass,
God
whatever.
Bless.
But if you're in a monogamous relationship and your partner, I'm talking to everybody right now, if your partner If you look at them, text them, they go, yeah, I would want to get with Matthew McConaughey, Odell Beckham, and they're saying that. To me, that's a red flag. I know a lot of people listening don't care. I personally care. Maybe that's a pride thing.
But you also say it with the idea that, all right, you're probably never going to get with said person, why it's kind of this like, oh, we joke about it.
Also, if you were, and me and you, we interact with athletes. So you go to a party, you go to an event, and you see this person, oh, you would leave me for that person? Finding another person attractive is not a problem. I get that. We're all humans. I find girls attractive when I've been in a relationship or not in a relationship. It's attractive. But vocalizing it, I think that's a point where you should lie to me. Oh, do you think, would you get with that person if you had the chance? Oh, yeah. Oh, if that guy asked me out, I'd definitely get with him over you.
That's a kick in the teeth. That's like, dang.
Because it's not just that person. It's more you want a different type of person.
Yeah,
not necessarily like, as you would go leave me for X guy, but the fact that you think someone else is better than me, you're settling. That's what it is. Like, nobody wants to feel like they're being settled for. Especially when they're married.
Part.
Okay, next one right here. Next fair or foul. You're dating a girlfriend, hypothetically. Hypothetically.
Yes. I'm sorry, what?
You're dating a girl, hypothetically.
Yes.
$50K to break up with her, and you get to meet your, actually just $50K. Nothing. You get $50K right now. You break up with your girl. Y'all been together for 3 years.
Can I get back with her after I break up with her?
No, you're done for.
$50K. Man. I mean, am I in love with her?
In love.
Why aren't we married yet?
I don't know. $100K.
$100K.
You got to break up with your girlfriend.
Break up with my girlfriend for $100,000. I mean, I've broken up with for far less.
Same. It's free every time I do it.
Actually, why? 20, I feel like 25K. I feel like there's $25,000. Man.
You think any totals right now?
I mean, if I'm in love, God, I don't know. That's tough.
Okay, here's my next one. This probably.
Probably.
I mean, it's easier for me because I'm young. So to like, okay.
What's that?
Fred, you may not get anybody. So you may want to think twice about
that's
that.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Just saying.
Okay, here's the one I wanted to get to the worst. You're in love with a girl.
Yeah.
10 years. You're like thinking about marriage. We are locked in.
10 years and we haven't gotten married and I'm in love?
You haven't, but just stay with me. Just stay with me.
Okay.
You're deeply in love. You're deeply in love. You're about to get married.
Yeah.
And you figure out moments before you're about to go to the altar.
She's a hoe.
That this is your long lost cousin.
Ugh.
Family member.
Ugh.
But hear me out. Nobody knows but you two. Would you still marry her? 10 years, y'all built a relationship.
Well, how'd we find out if nobody else knows?
Somehow it came up in some Ancestry.com that y'all did. Whatever. Nobody else knows but you
that
two.
That would be the first red flag, because Fred ain't sending his DNA to anybody.
10 years y'all been together. Y'all
not to get all Alabama, but what level of cousin are we talking about here?
First cousin.
First cousin?
First cousin.
You don't know?
That's almost implausible.
10 years, though. Like, y'all built it up.
I didn't know about my missing cousin for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, boom.
There's
a lot of. Your hypotheticals have a lot of flaws. Yeah, I'm getting rid of her. I'm not marrying my cousin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't want to. I mean, I'm already disgusted at what we've done for the last 10 years. My God. And then I'm asking myself, how did I not catch this?
Okay.
Where was this?
What if it was 15 years, you're married, and you figure out it's like a.
Where do you come up with this?
Is this fair or foul or just Blake asking questions?
I mean, it's fair or foul, Blake asking fair or foul questions.
And it's a what's it called when it's a sister, but it's like not a stepsister, but like, would it be a stepsister? A half sister? But you've been,
you're married
to someone and then you figure out that y'all are stepsisters.
That's disgusting. First of all, how would we be sisters? I'm a man.
She's your half sister, but y'all are
so
married.
So I find out that my dad has sired a child,
And it happens to be your wife.
And at no time in the 15 years we've been together has it ever dawned on us.
Correct.
Wow, we're awfully similar. We do a lot of things the same. Wow, we have a lot of the same mannerisms. That's weird.
You're like, wow, this person, we really get
along.
What?
You don't know who your dad is? That's crazy.
Would you divorce that person?
Yeah, probably.
Y'all have a kid together.
You're going to make, you know what? We're done with this section.
214 said I would break up with my girlfriend for $10.
well, I think you need to reevaluate the relationship, my boy.
Ow. From the 909, what the hell are we talking about
this is
right
fair
now?
Foul.
Nothing but foul.
So you wouldn't? So you would get the divorce?
If
you gotta think, it's
if
not
I
some one-year
if I inadvertently
years.
Married my half-sister,
yes.
You know what? I probably would, and then I'd call Dr. Jared Spencer. Coming up next, let's talk to Ben Troop. Let's switch gears. Let's talk some sports. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.